Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Today at 5:15, we're going to wrap up our first week of 10 days and 10 ways of saying thank you as we celebrate a decade of Mac and Gatos. So we're going to wrap up this week with a getaway trip for two to San Diego. 5:15, make sure you're listening. Text the word 10 to 411923 and then listen at 5:15. Hopefully we will call your name. You've got 10 minutes to call us back and win.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, over the past four days, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I can speak for you too. I mean, we've been giving Trump credit for not saying anything bad about this whole situation we have with Brett Kavanaugh and a woman who has accused Brett Kavanaugh of sexual abuse. We said yesterday again that we felt that Trump has done a good job of staying out of it and not, I hate to say it, but not being Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Not being insensitive. Not bashing her on Twitter.
In fact, saying, I hope she comes and tells us her story.
That's all over.
That's done. And we don't know if it's a change in tone or a change in tactics, but all that goodwill has gone out the door.
This kind of stuff, this is where I lose the president. I don't get it. I know that he's outspoken, and he says he tells it like it is, but...
And you could certainly think this,
He dropped the civil tone, and he slammed Kavanaugh's accuser. We'll play a little bit of audio, then we'll read the tweet.
You say, why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago? I mean, you could also say, when did this all happen? What's going on? To take a man like this and besmirch. Now, with that being said, let her have her say, and let's see how it all works out. But I don't think you can delay it any longer.
There's a lot in there.
Yeah, there is.
There's 20 seconds of about four or five different things that he said.
Right.
But on Twitter, he said, I have no doubt that if the attack on Dr. Ford was as bad as she says, charges would have been immediately filed with local law enforcement authorities by either her or her loving parents.
Mm. Wow.
I ask that she brings those filings forward so that we can learn date, time, and place! Here's the bottom line. He doesn't understand why she didn't come forward. Now, again, we've said this too. I don't know the truth. Maybe she's lying. Maybe he's lying. Kavanaugh. I don't know. We weren't in the room. But Donald Trump, the president of the United States, doesn't get why if a woman was sexually assaulted or raped
or harassed,
he doesn't understand why someone wouldn't come forward.
And when you have the president casting doubt, again, it's the office, it's the position. You are sending a message from the highest office in the land, and you can privately question, well, why wouldn't you go? Why wouldn't you say anything? Okay, you don't have to then put it out on Twitter and cast doubt now, where before you wanted to hear what she had to say.
He was acting like an adult.
Exactly.
Now he's acting like a buffoon.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get it. I mean, you're listening in the car or at work or at home. Do you get it? Don't you get why some women don't report these type of things? I think most of you are nodding yes. I know why they don't do it. I know why they...
Or you may know somebody, or you yourself have been abused or assaulted or harassed, and you just say, I don't know if anybody will believe me, or I might lose my job. I mean,
it might make the situation worse.
Right. You don't,
there's a laundry,
have the confidence.
There's a laundry list of why women, many women don't come forward.
Right.
Look at the Me Too movement. How many women came forward that never did before? That was what the Me Too movement was all about. It was about women coming forward and saying, we're done with this. This has never been okay. And now it's just past the point of, this Weinstein guy, we've got to make him pay. Look what he did to all those women. And all those women came forward. There's a reason, you know, in the past why women have not come forward. And Trump doesn't get it. He doesn't understand why some women actually do not come forward and report it. And I'm sorry.
Which is weird.
I just think everybody understands why they don't come forward. I thought that everybody did.
Which is weird. When people have come forward against him, they're all lying. They're all gold diggers. That didn't happen. you know, the Playboy model, Stormy Daniels, so on and so on and so on. When they come forward and said, this did happen, look how he immediately tries to discredit them. Look how he immediately tries to push them away.
But most of that was
rid of it.
Most of that was consensual.
Absolutely.
With Trump, and he was cheating on his wife.
Absolutely. Right. And that's my point. Look what happens when somebody comes forward and doesn't claim an assault with Trump. Just the fact that this happened, he doesn't understand. Why would they do this to me? Why would I? We signed a non-disclosure agreement. Why would I mean, the level of tone deafness and non-reality this man has when it comes to many things, but especially the treatment of women, is staggering.
Okay, so according to an ABC News Washington Post poll, President Trump's approval ratings among women is at an all-new low, 30%.
Is that why he then took to Twitter, you think? Why did he go all week and say nothing, and then suddenly, well, if it was that bad, why didn't you go to the FBI?
I think he blew his top.
Yeah. What made him blow his top? Something or someone got to him and made him go to Twitter.
I think it was the amount of time. I think that he was a good boy for 4 days, and he didn't want to play nice anymore. And then today he didn't play nice.
Mm.
And he dropped the civil tone, and he slammed Kavanaugh's accuser's credibility. Listen, I don't know if she's credible. I have no idea. I don't know if he's credible. I have no idea. But what I do know is that if you're a Republican woman and you are college educated, you are running away from this man. Because, listen to this, among college educated white women, his approval rating fell 11 points between April and August alone. It's now down to 23%. If you are Republican and you are female, there's a pretty good chance you're running away from this guy. I can't blame you.
No. It's not just this situation.
No.
It's other situations as well.
It just, again, man, he was doing such a good job.
Staying
out of it and
right.
being a decent human being for 4 days. And
right.
then all of a sudden today, he decides to send out a really nasty tweet. Well, I don't get why she didn't,
why didn't she go to the FBI? Why didn't she report it? Oh, what's the other poll, too? That there are more people now than ever.
40? Are you talking about the Kavanaugh poll?
Yeah.
There's a new poll out today that says 41% of Americans feel he should not be the nominee. 30% feel he should.
That's the first time a plurality of Americans have opposed a Supreme Court nominee since polling on the issue began. That's a high, high number.
So after the president's tweet, I just don't get it. Why didn't you call the police? Women are now using the hashtag, why I didn't report.
Right. And they're explaining their situation.
So we thought we would take some time on the show to discuss why some women don't report. Rape and sexual assault survivors know severe backlash is often the ugly price that we pay, you know, when accusing someone of a crime like this. So we wanted to open up the phones to 277-5827. If you have a why I didn't report story.
Yeah, if you were assaulted or.
We'd like to hear it.
Yeah.
We'd like to hear why you didn't report it.
And we're not going to judge you.
No.
You don't have to use your real name.
No.
But if you could tell the president, this is why I didn't go to the police or didn't report it. We want to hear your story.
Share it with us. And I think that we could learn something here. Trump needs to learn something here. But, you know, educate us. Educate everybody as to why you
right.
felt you couldn't report it.
Because
there are a lot
of people.
You said it. No judgment.
Right. No judgment. You don't have to use your real name at all. But there are more. There, unfortunately, especially men, there are men like Donald Trump who say, well, if it was so bad, why didn't you say anything?
He doesn't get it.
Right. So you can educate us. We'll hear your story.
Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, Donald Trump today, the president of the United States, doesn't want to be civil anymore about the Kavanaugh situation, and he has slammed Kavanaugh's accusers' credibility. He doesn't understand why she never reported it. And I really believe that he has no clue why women don't report assaults.
Well, if it was so bad, why didn't you tell somebody?
Okay. Well, there are reasons.
Absolutely.
And what we want is for you to call 602-277-KTAR. If you were assaulted, we don't need to discuss the assault part. I don't want to put you in that situation where you have to talk about that.
Or justify it. Yeah.
Right. There's no judgment here. If you were assaulted, can you share with us why you didn't report it? Let's try and educate everybody about the reasons. And there are reasons why women do not report it.
All right, Heather, you're in Phoenix. Why didn't you report?
Well, first of all, you have to think back. When this happened back then, there was a shame issue there. Okay, how do you go and tell somebody that the person, you know, that you somewhat knew, okay, you know, attacked you, you know, assaulted you? How do you go and tell your parents back then? I mean, today we raised our child to come to us and talk. Back then, I mean, I was the last out of seven children. So it was very difficult. But I will tell you, what happened to her was very similar to what happened to me. And, you know, the person was very successful in life. And not to say that I'm not, but, you know, this is what happens. So there's a lot of shame, embarrassment. You know, you're a 15, 16-year-old kid. Okay, back then. I mean, even, I know she was, I think this happened 85 to her, okay? And she was right around that age, teenager. So I get it. I think that Trump is wrong. I think that women, you know, don't. Let's just put it this way. I couldn't tell you the date. I can tell you the place, but I couldn't tell you the date. Okay, when this happened. I talked about it 25 years after it happened. I noticed that I was very depressed. I was never like, it's very similar situation, you know. I don't like to be in a closed room. I always like to know there's a door. When I was growing up, going to parties, I really didn't go after that. I was afraid.
Yeah.
I was totally afraid.
And this happened. You know? And this happened before this, like in the '70s.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Oh yes.
All right, Heather. Thank you so much for telling your story. We really appreciate it.
It's a shame issue, she says.
It's a shame issue.
And do you get the other part?
Yes.
Someone successful,
right.
In life,
right.
You know, powerful men can get away with this at times,
or a powerful family.
And they shouldn't. Right.
Like a high school kid who has a dad or a mom who's in, you know, in the public eye, or they have wealth. That's, I'm not going to say everybody,
right.
But we've heard this story before of, well, what was I going to do? His dad, you know, knew the mayor or
right.
Whatever.
Women are using the hashtag, why I didn't report. Donald Trump can't figure out why Kavanaugh's accuser didn't report it when she was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of reasons why people don't report it. And we're asking you to call if you are assaulted, and just only share the part why you did not report it. 277-5827.
All right, Tracy, you are in Peoria. Why did you not share or tell anybody, Tracy?
There were two different occasions when I was 15 years old, and one was not as harsh as what Ms. Ford is accusing Kavanaugh of. And the reason I didn't report is because it wasn't that big of a deal. The other was much worse.
Same person or two different people?
Two different people, different times.
Okay.
The second time, I didn't know who the person was, and I didn't report because I didn't want to be put on trial for, you know, like the what were you wearing and that kind of a thing.
Mm. You didn't want to go to court?
Right. This was in the 80s, the late 80s.
Do you regret that decision at all?
My biggest regret in not reporting the second incident is that I don't know, and I will never know, if he went on to commit the same act on someone else.
Yeah.
And if I would have reported it and prevented that, then that therein lies my regret.
Was it also the point of no one would believe me? Like you would really have to struggle to prove, or for people in a courtroom to believe your story? Did that ever come out, or did that ever come up with you too?
Yes, that was a fear, and I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you just don't think clearly at that age about all of the repercussions. You just don't want to put your family through anything. You don't want to go through anything, have to relive the event.
I think it's, thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
I don't want to put my family through it. That's another reason. Trump's got to know this stuff. How do you not know this stuff? You're a human being. How do you not know that there are women?
He's put his family through stuff. He's been married three times.
I know, but there are women that don't report it, and there is a reason.
Right.
And he doesn't get it.
Yeah.
Well, Tracy, I don't want to put my family through it.
Right.
I don't want to go to court. Heather, it's a shame issue. The guy was successful in life. I don't know if anyone would believe me.
Right.
And Trump doesn't understand that.
All right, so we're going to take a break, but everybody who's on hold, please stay on hold. We want to hear your story. If you have been assaulted, if you're just tuning in, we want to know why didn't you report.
And
educate us.
We're not judging. We're not saying you were wrong to not report it. We're not
going
anywhere near there.
Yeah, we want insight. You don't even have to use your real name if you don't want to.
277-KTAR.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
About a half hour away, the Big 4 at 4. Four big blockbuster stories to start your 4 o'clock hour. We started the 3 o'clock hour talking about the Trump tweet. Man, the guy was handling himself well for 4 days, dealing with the Kavanaugh situation and someone who has accused Kavanaugh of sexual assault, and Trump was staying. He was behaving well. And then today he came out with a very snide tweet about, well, I just don't get why she didn't at 15 years old call the cops if it ever happened. And he just doesn't get it. There's a reason why some women do not come forward after they were assaulted. And we've got a hashtag going now about why I didn't report.
So what we want you to do is call in if you have been assaulted and tell us why you didn't report. And again, no judgment. We're not going to challenge you. We just want your insight. You don't have to use your real name if you don't want to. That's fine.
Right.
We just want to hear why. To educate people, to tell people why. And if you had to talk to the president, what would you tell him of why I didn't report?
And there is, I mean, I could write 100 reasons why some women do not report it. And he doesn't understand that.
Right.
He doesn't understand that. So let's take another call. 277-KTAR.
All right, Donna, you're in Phoenix. Why didn't you report?
Because it was one of the most popular students in high school. We were seniors at the time, you know, athletic, well-liked, dating a friend. So it was a very uncomfortable situation.
Did you tell anybody, your friends, your parents, anybody?
I did not. My mom had passed away, so it was just my dad. So very uncomfortable again. Mm. And then, yes, I did tell a friend of mine, and it came out later that not only myself, but others he had tried and was not successful. So there were two other students. Mm. Yeah.
But nothing happened to him. There was no prosecution or anything to him.
No, there was not, unfortunately. Mm.
So you were in high school. Do you ever regret not coming forward and filing a report?
Every day.
Really? Really?
Every day, because he ended up marrying my friend, and I did tell her, and she said it was my fault.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
All right.
Donna, I'm sorry. I am so sorry that happened to you, but thank you. Thank you for sharing your story. The friend said it was her fault. Wow.
Some people just will never believe it.
Yeah.
If you tell them that it happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
And a popular student in high school. You can take that and like the equivalent of that is like a guy like Weinstein, a very successful, popular,
powerful
movie person, or, you know, whatever you want to call him,
yeah,
that just did this for years.
Mira Savino said her trajectory was forever altered because she wouldn't do anything with Weinstein. Somebody has that power to affect your career, affect your life, affect your family.
If you were assaulted, you don't have to tell us about the assault. We don't want you to tell us about the assault, but if you can share with us why you did not report it, 277-KTAR.
All right, Holly, you're in Peoria. Holly, why didn't you report?
Hold on. I was about 22 or 23 years old, and he was one of my good friends at the time. And the reason why I didn't report it is because it was a he said, she said type thing. But I did tell my parents, and we did have a long talk about it, and we decided that it wasn't a good idea to go to the criminal justice and try to fight it, because I would more than likely lose.
So it, your parents said it wasn't a good idea to bring up charges? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I was there wasn't enough evidence to prove that he did it, and I don't know if he did it to anybody else, you know, that came forward. So, and also it was my idea as well, because I didn't want to be put through that.
So you didn't actually want to go through a court testimony and public
court with
accusation.
And,
yeah,
and feel the shame about it and ask questions and just didn't feel right at the time.
Do you regret not doing that? And this is when you're older. You were 22 or 23.
Mm-hmm.
As an adult woman, do you regret that now?
Yes, because I feel like he would do it again to somebody else.
Okay. Well, thank you, Holly. We appreciate the story.
Thanks for sharing. It's a very tough thing. A lot of women are calling up, and they're sharing their stories of being assaulted.
Right.
And all we're concentrating on is, you know what? There are many different reasons why women do not come forward.
All right.
Why don't we step aside?
Okay.
We'll continue this.
All right, so everybody stay on hold. We want to hear your story. We'll continue this. 602-277-5827. If you've been assaulted but did not report, we want to know why. We want to know your insight. We want to know your story. No judgment, and we don't need to know your real name, but we do want to hear your story next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
President Donald Trump tweeted today, "I have no doubt that if the attack on Dr. Ford was as bad as she says, charges would have been immediately filed with the local law enforcement authorities by either her or her loving parents. I ask that she bring those filings forward so we can learn date, time, and place." The president goes on to say he doesn't understand why someone would not come forward if they were assaulted.
So that's why we want to ask you, if you have been assaulted, share your story. No judgment. You don't have to use your real name, but we want to find out more.
I mean, there are a number of reasons why women do not come forward, and Trump doesn't get it.
Right.
He doesn't get it.
All right, Deb, you're in Mesa. This happened 30 years ago, but why didn't you report?
Well, my story is kind of, I don't know if I should really say it, but it was because it was a police officer, and I was a waitress at a restaurant, and I got done at like 2 in the morning, and I went out to start my car, and my car was dead, and I still lived at home, and I didn't know how my parents, I lived in the country, and so I needed a ride. I went back into the restaurant, and this officer that came in all the time for like coffee or whatever, he's like, "Oh, I can give you a ride home." And I was grateful. And then we like, we're not driving to my house,
right.
And we kind of ended up in the country. And, and anyway,
so did you not report because of his stature in the community, or because other people knew him?
Because he told me not to, and I was nervous, and I felt horrible, and I felt like, what did I do to cause this? And then
interesting.
The worst thing about it is he had told some officers about it. And then I was driving down the road, you know, like a few days later, I was driving, and all of a sudden I got pulled over by the cops, And this one cop, he said, "Hey, I heard what you did the other night." He said, "Can we like get together later?" And I'm like, "And who could I tell?" Mm. I couldn't go to the cops. I couldn't go to my parents because I don't think they would have believed me. And the cops really scared me.
Yeah.
You know, they, wow. I didn't know what would happen.
So only was it a person in authority, then that person in authority made it out and told other people that it was almost you were willing to do this, which brought other cops.
His friends and his, you know, it was in a small town. And so I kind of got known for that and I didn't like it. And it just ruins your life. You know, you feel like, what did I do to cause this? And now I have to walk, you know, I mean, you walk around with your head held down and you just feel like you're a bad person.
It affects you the rest of your life, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the sad thing is, what went with it was when I was a child, I was sexually abused by two family members. And so then when that happened, and then with the situation with the cops, I kept thinking, like, do I walk funny or is it on my forehead or what am I doing wrong? And
nothing.
And
you're not doing.
Honest to God, back then when I was a teenager, it was almost that a woman had to do what a guy wanted. You didn't have like a lot of say and you couldn't really, honest to God, that's how it was.
Yeah.
And then
when I
got in my, you know, 20s, I started drinking a lot and doing some drugs and just wanting to
It is not your fault. You did nothing wrong.
Absolutely
not. And these are the stories that we are hearing when women are assaulted and why some do not
report
it.
Yeah.
A lot of you women calling, thank you. Very brave.